This is Sean Kirker. I'm here for St. Augustine Stories, and I'm here with, what is your name?
Michaeli.
And we are in the
Carriageway Inn Bed and Breakfast.
So when was the Carriageway Inn originally established?
Well, the historic building was built in 1883, and it was converted into an inn in the mid-1980s.
Okay. And when did you get involved and take owner as like ownership?
My husband, Julio, and I have had it for almost 6 years now.
6 years?
Yes.
So I'm sure you get a lot of different people from, even not just around the country, but from around the globe that possibly stay here. Is that true?
Absolutely.
So what's been some of the more memorable individuals or situations?
Oh, wow. We've had some famous actors and actresses, and in the intimate sitting, you can always, you know, respect their privacy, so we've had some of that, but I would say we're just really blessed to be part of big special events, anniversaries, honeymoons, wedding nights, so we get to be part of the everyday person's special event.
Okay, and how many rooms are there?
We have 14 guest rooms.
14 rooms.
Yes, sir.
Are they all different looks or themes?
Absolutely. We're the jewel of the ancient city. So every room has a different floor plan, different layout, and different color palette after a gemstone or precious metal.
Wow. Okay, so and how would you describe the food?
Our chef's choice hot breakfast each morning is homemade. It always consists of a savory or sweet entree, a breakfast meat for protein, fresh cut fruit, and then a fresh baked good. And those alternate every day. They change.
Okay. And did you grow up in the area?
No, I did not. We moved up here from South Florida specifically to purchase Carriageway.
So how did you even hear about it?
The inn?
Yeah.
Oh, it was listed online.
Okay. So what are some of the things that you love about this area yourself, personally?
Love St. Augustine. It's the people are so genuine. They're so helpful, down to earth. You can walk and bike to everything in the historic district. And we were still raising children, so it had great schools, too.
Okay. So did you ever get out on the water?
Yes, sir.
What are some of the tales of the sea that are legendary from around here?
Oh, the Black Raven pirate ship is a lot of fun. That's one way you can get out on the sea. And the schooner Freedom is really laid back, and you can just sail along and see the skyline of the city from a distance, different perspective than being on land. So I don't know if that's legendary, but...
No, that's great. And then what are some of the more haunted structures in the area?
Carriageway is not haunted, so I can't speak to that, but I do know that there are a couple of B&Bs in town that do tout ghost stories.
Okay. So if you were going to tell anybody about just when they come here, what their overall experience is, how would you describe it?
Modern vintage. We've worked really hard to maintain the historical architecture of the original home, but at the same time offer really nice modern amenities that guests deserve in this day and age.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate your time today, and you'll be able to see this at saintaugustinestories.com.
Great. Thanks for coming in.
You got it.